We're in the Sivo Shalom Purim, in the booklet on Purim, on the first piece. It starts on page Zayin. Mishenichnas Adar, Mar Bim Besimcha. So the Shlonim Rebbe says, this is recorded in Likutei Shoshanim, Shehamidah Shel Adam Hasameach Bechalko, Samid hi midah klalit, that the midah of a person being sameach bechalko based on Pirkei Avos is a midah klalit. It's a general midah. It's a generally very, very important midah. It's an encompassing midah. Shekolel et kol hamidot, that encompasses all other midot. The concept of being sameach bechalko, of being happy with what I have, of recognizing that everything that I have is meis Hashem, and that since that's what that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted me to have it, I need to use it. And if HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't give me more than that, then I don't need anything else. That's a midah klalit and avodas Hashem. V'niflaot hi po'elet b'leiv ha'adam, and it can have tremendous and awesome impact on a person. U'meviyato le'olam hazeh u'le'olam haba, and will bring a person to truly appreciate olam hazeh, and by truly taking advantage of exactly what they're given olam hazeh, so me'mela they're going to go to olam haba, meaning they're going to have used what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them to do their avodas Hashem in olam hazeh, and me'mela they'll end up in olam haba. And he goes on and on there. Kama v'kama ma'alot tavot shezochel lahem ha'samech b'chalkol, the tremendous ma'alot that there are by a person who manages to attain this level of truly being samech b'chalkol. V'ad shezochel l'tshuva me'ahava shiyamadrigag v'habi yoter, to the point where a person who's really samech b'chalkol will be able to do true tshuva me'ahava, do tshuva out of a lover, a kadosh baruch hu, which is the highest level that there is. Kemo shamru chazal zdonot na'asin lo kizchuyot, as Chazal say, that if a person does tshuva meira, if a person does tshuva because he's afraid of the punishment that he's going to get for the sin that he did, so then if he did a sin intentionally, it only gets counted as a sin that was done unintentionally. It's less of a punishment, it's less of a severity. But it says the Gemara, it's going to the Gemara here, that a person who does tshuva me'ahava, who does tshuva, says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I love you so much, I don't understand how I could have done such a thing. Just know all I want to do is for you, and all I care about is you, and I gotta, that's the whole reason why I want to come back to you. What happens to me, it doesn't happen to me, I just want to do it for you because I'm upset that I upset you. That a person's zdonot, intentional sins, becomes chuyot. Mamash turned around on its head. But not fochu, right? Mamash turned around on its head. Right, I once heard somebody explain, and it's very beautiful, even in terms of, like, think about it like physics, right? That if a person falls down in a pit, so it takes a lot of effort to then start to climb, painstakingly climb out of the pit, right? And you end up coming out dirty and whatever. But if you go and you see that you came down, and instead of, you don't look at it as falling into a pit, you look at it as a trampoline. Now, one should not lechatchila do a sin, but b'dieved you ended up on the trampoline, and you recognize that if I went down and I lost and I made a mistake, but I used the fact that I went down, I utilized that recognition that I got distant from a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and used that to propel me upward, that I can get higher than I got before. And all HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants is for us to be close to Him. So if I use the fact that I made a mistake as an opportunity to recognize, oh my goodness, this is what it looks like to be far from Hashem, all I want to do is be close to You and propel me forward to be even closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is like, that's the whole point. And then the zdonot can be ne'apach l'zchuyot. That's the idea. Only if it's be'emes. Meaning, again, chas v'shalom, a person shouldn't do a sin for the purpose of getting close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Navir El Hashem Shemayim didn't work out for Adam Rishon either. Meaning, Kilu, that's not the way it goes. But the point is, if that happens, to the potential that's there is tremendous. Shudavar Shalamala Mehasagash, as the note of Chulis Chiyot, this is something which is beyond comprehension, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who Mitzar Adin is saying, no, I'm going to be Ne'apach, I'm going to turn over your Zdenot, your intentional sins, to only count as Chiyot. Midvar Makadoshim, what comes out of these words from the Slonimer, Shamidah shel sameach bechalko, this attribute of being sameach bechalko, being happy with what we have, Shiudis sameach umirotzeh mihanagato yitbarach, which is what we hinted to before, that it means that a Jew is happy and appeased, and he's content with what he has, meaning he's content with the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu guides the world. And if this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me, then this is exactly what I need. I don't want that. What am I going to do with that? HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't give it to me. It means that if I had it, I'd mess up my avodas Hashem. And if I have this thing, it means that I need this for my avodas Hashem. Without this, I couldn't properly be avodas Hashem, or it wouldn't have come my way. That's what a real recognition of sameach bechalko is. It means I'm sameach because it means I'm constantly in a relationship with the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's always giving me no more and no less than what I need to do avodas Hashem. Gevaldik. So what could be bad? How could I be upset with what I have? I could only be happy with my chelek in life. Shiyodea, that he knows, the kol mad avi rachamanu latav avir, that everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does, he's doing for the good. V'sameach b'chalko shu chelak alok hamimal, and he's saying here even more deeply, he's sameach b'chalko, I'm sameach be. What does it mean by chalko? Not just in what I have in my portion. I'm sameach in my chalko. What is my chalko? My chelak alok hamimal. That my the godly aspect that's inside of me. That chelak alok hamimal. That's my chalko. I'm sameach in the fact that I have a part of a Kadosh Baruch Hu that's within me. Ki amida yoter gedola mikol amidot. It's the highest mita that there is. V'niflaot hi poelet b'lev adam. It has tremendous impact on a person. Shetachlit hakol shiudi yasameach mirutzeh barangata abarei. That a person should be sameach. That a person is happy and content with the way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu guides him. V'yish lomar ha-makor le-dvar ha-kadoshim be-godel orka shal bida ha-sameach pe-chalko shem-bida le-kol zeh. So at least la-havin, we need to understand what is the source le-dvar ha-kadoshim for these holy words in talking about how big sameach pe-chalko is, meaning where is he getting this from? What's his rationale for saying that sameach of all the things in Pirkei Avos, that's something which is this midah kolelet, which is overarchingly teaching us about how to be ovdei Hashem. So,
but like, how do you understand like opportunity in regards to this? Like God gives you like a job opportunity. Like am I supposed to be happy with where I am now? Am I supposed to take that opportunity?
No, so means sameach pe-chalko means sameach with what I have. Opportunity is a turning point. If you don't have it yet, you have a job offer.
Right. So I don't know, like, if I should take it or should I be happy with it?
So that's a weighing out of where's my avodah Hashem best placed. In the sense of utilizing my Bechira Chofshit to think, what does the Kadosh Baruch Hu really want me to do? I have this job offer. What does the Kadosh Baruch Hu really want me? And that's a very, very hard thing to determine sometimes. You know, halavai, there were people who had the problem often of having to choose between two job offers. But I'm saying, like, when that happens, it's a good problem to have, but it means it's a very hard thing to do. When we were choosing, it's a good thing to have, but it requires a sense of that requires a real cheshbon in that way, and then after that, so once I have it, and then a kaddish broke, what am I? And this is what I was meant to have. I meant to have this job. Now that I'm in this job, what does that mean? And how do I be sameach b'chalko? V'nei tchilat inyano shel Purim haya kamo shenichtav u'Mordechai lo yichra v'lo yishtachave. The beginning, tchilat inyano shel Purim, the beginning of the whole inyan of Purim is, as it says in the Megillah, u'Mordechai lo yichra v'lo yishtachave. So the way that it's normally translated is that Mordechai, when Haman wanted him to bow down, Mordechai refused to bow down. He refused to bow down. Meaning, kilu, he refused to bow to Haman. Shelach ora eno muvan. Ech asa Mordechai davar kazeh she'emid besakanat kol klal Yisrael. Meaning, he's a tani against Mordechai. Meaning, because of Mordechai, it could be, if Mordechai doesn't bow down, and this person really is so powerful, it could be that this person could decide to wipe out the Jews. And you know what? Wouldn't you know it? He did decide to wipe out the Jews, and there was a decree that all Jews were going to be killed because of it. How does he have the chutzpah to do that? He put the entire Jewish nation in jeopardy by not bowing down. He's like, who does he think he is? Ella. This didn't come stam because he was being a dafkanik, not stam because he was being a stiff-necked Jew, right? He wasn't reenacting Parshat Ki Tisa, right? By Chet Egel, right? He's not an amkshe oref. It wasn't coming just from that place. He's saying that by Mordechai, where was it coming from? Nahag kin mitokef behirot emunah bitachon shelo, because he had a legitimate and clear recognition of emuna and bitachon. Shia batuach, he was 100% sure, bivadaut, without any doubt, sheloti tachin, it's impossible, b'shum panim gzerah kazo, that there can't be a gzerah against the Jews, they would be killed. It's impossible. Ki lo yanuach shevet haresha al goral tzadikim, because the staff of the evil one can never rest in the portion of the righteous, meaning it's impossible that the Rasha can overcome the tzaddik. It's not possible.
Would it be considered a vozar if you bow down?
So he's not getting into halachically, could it have been proper, improper, or vechuli, or whatever. But he's saying that no, for him, who's so batuach on a Kadosh Baruch Hu,
that he had like no other chashash to even.
It's impossible. Kadosh Baruch Hu never let it happen. Ukamosh katuv harav kadosh. Mi berditchev zilgothegan alinoy, assuming means the Kedushas Levi. Ahad ichtiv Mordechai yada et kol asher naase, that it says that Mordechai knew everything that was done, that was happening. Shemordechai yada shekfar nichtav nichtam betavat hamelech, hamelech malcho shel olam hagzerah lashmid larog labed et kol yodim. Meaning, Mordechai already knew that there was a gezerah in Shemayim, that all of the Jews were going to be destroyed and wiped out. Aval bekoach habitachon, he knew that with the koach of trust in Hashem, of faith in Hashem, he knew efshar l'shanot ulehamtik et kol adinim, that with emuna and bitachon, with real emuna and bitachon, a Jew first has to be real with themselves, not like, you know, like a Kaddish Baruch Hu, like, you know, like, listen, I'm gonna drop college, I'm going to enroll in full-time yeshiva. I have no idea if this is going to work, but I heard Emunah Bitachon is the way to go. So listen, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I assume you're going to take care of me. I don't believe it. It sounds like voodoo. It sounds like a crazy person talk. But I read it in a book, so you know I'm going to give it up and go and learn a kollel. The answer is it's not going to work. For it to work, it can work. But for it to work, the Emunah and Bitachon have to be in place. Then it can work. But the hishtalos and the emunah bitachon, you have to be really emistic with yourself. God knows if you're tricking yourself, and He knows if you're trying to pull a fast one on Him. Nobody's ever successfully pulled a fast one on God. He's always managed to figure it out. Meaning that's the idea. Meaning if a person is really emistic with themselves and says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I truly, mi omek halev, I know you're in charge of the world. I know for me, I know I'm not just because I want to be lazy and not just because I have no idea what to do with my life, but I know you built me with a fire to learn and I'm meant to live in Kolel and I'm not going to take 25 minutes, I'm not going to take hour long coffee breaks, I'm not going to, you know, skip out and go and be the one to cover this, that, or the other thing or go do the shopping for this or whatever it is because I'm in Kolel and my top get in life is to just like somebody who's in finance gets up and davens vatikin if they're going to daven. Sometimes they even daven earlier than vatikin, depending on what time of year it is. And I'm going to get up and daven vatikin, and I'm going to go, and I'm going to only take a break. And I'm going to go and work my tuchus off just like I'm in any other job, because this is my tafkid in life at Kadosh Baruch Hu, and I know that because I know it's my tafkid, because you have shown me that it's my tafkid, you're going to take care of me. Then we've got a real conversation on our hands. Then you've got somebody who's really supposed to be there. That's the difference. Mordechai, meaning can a Jew, when somebody says don't bow down, so ignoring the halakhic ramifications for the moment, for him, there was no bowing down. Kadosh Baruch Hu, he wasn't like, it can't be that a Kadosh Baruch Hu, it was, no, a Kadosh Baruch Hu, it's not destroying the Jewish people. And I already know that there's a gezerah. And I know that the only thing that's going to overturn that gezerah is my own bitachon, emunah bitachon. That's what's going to do it. And in the same way that I'm going to defy, so to speak, a Kadosh Baruch Hu's gezerah with my emunah and bitachon, I'm going to certainly defy Haman. Haman's nothing. Haman's a malek. It's ayin v'efes. My real job is my emunah and bitachon to make sure to show a Kadosh Baruch Hu just how much I'm moteach in him, for real, that I'm not going to bow down to Haman, because there's no way that this decree is going to come forth. There's no way. And that's how I'm going to fight it. The hamshachat neis purim, and the whole hemshech, the whole continuation, the whole bringing down of the nes of Purim, it's all coming from emunah bitachon. Shehatchalat hanes, the whole beginning of the nes, the beginning of the miracle, hayita bekach shemordechai lo yichra velo yishtachave. It's coming from the fact that it says that Mordechai didn't bow down. It doesn't say that Mordechai didn't bow down. Lo ketiv lo kara velo yishtachave. It doesn't say. Past tense. He didn't bow down, and he didn't, he didn't prostrate himself. Ela lo yichra velo yishtachave. What tense is it in?
Future
tense. Haynu b'achlatabura shelo yichra velo yishtachave lo olam. Meaning for him, this wasn't. I'm not bowing down now. This tense was. I'm never bowing down to you. In my life, it's never going to happen. I'm never, ever, ever. You can never create a situation where it's not going to happen. When you think about these tremendous tzaddikim, like Kilui, who came up in a different shir this week, just that we were talking about it, like to be in a place like Auschwitz and to light a Hanukkah candle, that's lo yichrav lo yishtachaver. That's saying I'm not even getting into how a Kadosh Baruch Hu could let this happen. Is it coming me as Hashem? Is it not coming as Hashem? How could a Kadosh Baruch Hu let this happen? I'm not one to get involved in that conversation, but I can tell you that tzaddik who's lighting, who's gathering wax and lighting a Hanukkah candle in Auschwitz. He's saying, there will be an end to this. It seems impossible now. There will be an end to this. The Jews will survive. We will continue. I don't care where the Gezer Din is down here. I don't care if the Gezer Din is up there. The Jewish people will always continue on. Why? Because of this flame, which is indicative of my neshama elokam imal, which is indicative of my flame, my burning flame of passion for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that it's never going to go out. That's what it's saying. That's who Mordechai was. That's what he is. Not lo kara v'lo yishtachave, lo yichra v'lo yishtachave. It's never going to happen, says Mordechai. It's an impossibility. Because it's coming from an emistic place. Because there's no such thing, if you have emunah mitachon, as a gezerah, which is going to wipe out the Jews. If that emunah mitachon is there, it can't happen. And therefore he responds to Esther, mitoch gotal bitachon, through the tremendous bitachon he had. Meaning, when Esther says, I can't go, he says, if not you, be careful. Because it's not... because then I don't know where it's going to come from. I don't know where the salvation is going to come from. I mean, he's not saying to Esther, listen, you're a queen, they put you there, and it's got to be you, and if not you, I don't know what's going to be. His answer to her is, clearly a Kaddish Baruch Hu wants it to be you. So make sure to take advantage of that, and make sure to live up to your potential, and make sure to be Sameach Bechalko, right? Make sure to take advantage of that opportunity, because if not, it's going to come from somewhere else anyway, and you'll have missed that opportunity to be the one to save the Jews. And you're going to have what to answer for, that you were put there to save the Jews, and you didn't do it. Totally different worldview. That's the worldview of Mordechai. It's the worldview of Purim. Va'afilu v'chen ala Esther v'chulei k'tov. Va'afilu hatzomot hayurak itzat Esther. And he's saying that, meaning different pieces in the booklet, sometimes put Esther on a pedestal, sometimes put Mordechai on a pedestal, meaning each one of them had their own milos. And meaning this one piece alone is not going to give a full picture. Here he's focusing on the Mordechai side. But he's saying that Mordechai was on a higher madriga than Esther in this way. Mordechai never tells Esther to fast. Esther felt she needed to fast. Mitzad, in terms of her hishtadlus, to match her emunah bitachon. She needed to fast. Mordechai didn't tell her to fast. Mordechai said, it's going to happen. Just go and talk to him. It's just like, if you go into the king and he doesn't ask you to come, you're dead. Mordechai's like, okay, fine, but go talk to him. Go, you can test out the salvation is going to come. Aval Mordechai batzmoya, but tuach bitachon baror muklat. He was totally sure. There was no suffix in his mind. There was no amalek in his mind. There was no suffix in his mind. Shekadosh baruch bevada yaazor afilu b'li tanit. You don't need a tanit. You can just go. V'rak v'yavor Mordechai v'yas kol asher tzivah alav Esther taika. Meaning, even when it says that Mordechai did it, it says that Mordechai did that which Esther asked him to do. For Esther, I'll do it. Don't need it. For Esther, I'll do it. That's the emunah bitachon that Mordechai had. Shorash habitachon, the root of this faith and trust in God, nichlal bidvar Hashem arishon me'aseret ha'dibrot, is contained within the beginning of the aseret ha'dibrot. Anochi Hashem Elokecha, I am Yud Kei Vav Kei, I am Hashem, I'm beyond. Elokecha, you are God. I'm beyond, I'm Hayah Ve'Yeh, I'm above and beyond, but I'm also Elokim within this world, and not just within this world, but... What's the last letter? Chaf Sofit. Elokecha. I'm above and beyond, but not only am I above and beyond, despite that I'm in this world with you, for you. Elokecha. I'm your God. There's a lot. I mean, obviously, Hashem Elokecha needs shirim and books, but just a little bit of what the words are before we get into it. Shenem rubo bet yinei emunah. There are two sides of emunah here. Hemuna anochi Hashem. Because he's saying exactly what we just said, but that's the pshat of the meaning. Just the basic pshat is there. So he's going to say exactly what we said. Hamuna she'anochi Hashem. First is the emuna that anochi Hashem haboreu manhig lechol abruim v'ulvado asa osev yase lechol amasim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the creator and he's guiding the world and he's guiding everything there is in the world alone, nothing else. He alone is doing everything and the source of everything that happens in this world. But there's a second level of emuna in anochi Hashem lokecha, v'emuna she'anochi elokecha ha'elokim shelcha, that I'm above and beyond and that I'm guiding everything, but that it's also personal. I'm the infinite God that's above and beyond, but I'm also the personal God who's with you every step of the way. Yehudi mechuyav la'amin be'emunat Hashem. A Jew is mechuyav to believe in emunat Hashem. V'chin mechuyav hu la'amin be'emunat shlema shenochi alokecha. But he also has to believe that anochi alokecha, that I am your God, that I'm here working with you. I'm with you every step of the way. Sheyisrael hima am anivchar, uvanim atem l'Hashem alokechem. That Yisrael is the chosen people, and we're the banim of Hashem, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is treating us like his children. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like a child is taken care of by his parents. He's taking care of us always. He's thinking about us always. He's concerned with us always. You know, in v'dargat banim hi mitziut she'enam mishtaneh b'shum matzav eino mutenet b'shum tnai. The darga of banim, and the reason why it's so important, there are two different basic relationships that the Klal Yisrael is compared to with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. We're called his children, What's the other one?
People.
What?
Son.
Well, children, a son, children, but the other paradigm type of relationship.
His nation.
So, as a mashal, meaning we are his nation, that is, a mashal for that is that we're his children, another mashal is, often that we're like lovers. Avadim also, too, that's true. But the lovers, like in all of Shir HaShirim, is a whole book talking about how we're Kadosh Baruch Hu is our beloved, we're his beloved, and that loving relationship that has there. Har Sinai is the chuppah over our heads, we get married to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, meaning there's both of those aspects in terms of our relationship with a Kadosh Baruch Hu. But a Kadosh Baruch Hu emphasizes we're also Banim Atem Lashem Elokechem, Bni Bechori Yisrael. Why the emphasis on Banim? What's unique about the aspect of relationship with a father, with a parent and a child?
No matter how far you go, you're never so far away that you can't come back.
Correct. And even if one were to say, meaning, one should never know that the break is really, really bad. You can never break the genetics. Kilu, there's a bond that exists between a parent and a child, which no matter how far away you go, you actually can't break. He's going to claim that the father always wants the parent always wants the child to come back, and I suspect that that's also the case. Meaning, having spoken, unfortunately, on both sides of the aisle to people who have had issues with their parents and are not in touch with their parents, and also to parents who are not in touch with their children, they may, because of their own shtuyot, can't get past it, but deep down, all they want to do is be reconnected to the other person. No, nobody wants to not be connected to their parents. There's that deep need to go back. It's inherent in all of us. It's the deep to want to be connected to one's source. Right? That's why so many people who are adopted, they want to find their biological parents. Where does that drive come from? It's the drive in the Maharal says, it's not in that, doesn't give that mashal, but the Maharal says it's mefurash in a few places. He says, any created thing always has it's ingrained in all created things to have a need to find its source and to reconnect to its source. And that's a microcosm in reality for every single one of us who, if we dig deep enough, it's our innate desire to connect to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, who is our source as well. But what he's saying here is, V'dargat banim, so that's why we're called banim. He mitziut, it's a reality, she'in amishtaneh. There's no situation where you can stop being the child. You may not be connected, you may not be talking, there's no way to change the fact that that's your father and that's your mother. There's no way to change it. Kacha, that's the mitziyut. Sheinam yishtaneh b'shum matzav. It doesn't change in any situation. Ve'inam mutanim b'shum tnai. And there's no condition that can undo the fact that they're your parents. B'chol matzav shishon yitzayim banim matzav Hashem Elokechem. That's what we're being told. No matter what situation we're in, we're always going to be banim matzav Hashem Elokechem. And in fact, many say we're jumping the gun, meaning we're not at Pesach yet. But there are many who point out the fact that that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when we left Egypt, we left Bechipazon immediately, quickly. Why did we leave so quickly according to the Svar Makedoshim? We're on the 49th level of Tumah. Had we gone one step over, we'd gone to the 50th level of spiritual impurity, we never would have been able to be redeemed. Right? So Kadosh Baruch Hu had to take us out immediately. I have a different Eitzah. If you're God, what do you do instead? Take us out when we're on level 48 and give us a little more time, we could have bread. Right? Much simpler. Take away all the anxiety, all the rushing, chill out. Just start the whole Pesach story a little bit earlier. Level 48, we know it's going in the wrong direction. We had 48 chances and we missed the boat, right? We're looking at 49, and instead of to wait until we get to 49, just take us out of 48. Slowly, easy, it'll be fine. So I think it's the Nesiv HaShalom, actually. He says it in a Mamar on Pesach, on the Haggadah. He says, no, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to show us, dafka this point. I'm not choosing you when you're at your highest. I'm not choosing you when you're doing Torah and Mitzvot. I'm not choosing you when you're being Ovdei Hashem. I'm choosing you when you're as far away as possible from the goal of Judaism, which is Kedusha, to show you that no matter how far you go, you're Banim. You're not just Ahuvi. You're not just Dodi. You're Banai. You're my children. And there's an inseparable bond. And the proof of that is that I'm taking you out when you're at your lowest, because you can never break the bond between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. That's why that's our birthplace. That's why we're born out of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Literally, that's what's being indicated there in it being our birth. That's what's happening. Tov? Good?
Yeah, great.
Okay. So let's go back to Pesach, to the Purim, though. We still have time until Pesach. Ukumo she'amar, Harav HaKadosh, Baal Bat Ayin, a beautiful Sefer Chassidut, Zechotei Yon Aleinu, Sheyudi she'enu ma'amin she'HaKadosh Baruch Hu nimtza v'shalchin im Yisrael b'chol ha'matzavim v'af b'toch tumultam, Hareyu gam ki napikoros. He says very, very strong, the Bat Ayin. He says that a Jew who doesn't believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always with him and always dwelling with him in every situation, even when he's Tameh, he doesn't hasn't internalized the pasuk in Vayikra, Hashochin itam betoch tumotam. I mean, Kadosh Baruch Hu tells us, I will be with, no matter how tama you get, I will always be with you because I can, banai, because you're my children. Hareu gam can apikorsis. It's also apikorsis. If you think that you can get, think, it's almost like, you know, like shooting yourself in the foot, right? But it's like, Kadosh Baruch Hu saying, what the Baraim is saying, that it's apikorsis to believe that a Kadosh Baruch Hu would ever leave you alone. A Kadosh Baruch Hu would ever desert you, that you could ever do anything to push a Kadosh Baruch Hu away. Ki Yisrael heim amanifchar, Israel is the chosen people. Gam kishehem b'matzav hagaruah biyoter, even if they're in the lowliest of places, shekein bichirat amanifchar. Shekein bichirat amanifchar hi mitzara hanishmot hagedoshot shel Yisrael v'lo mitzara hagufim shelahem. That the choice of them being the Am HaNifchar is because, excuse me, of the souls of the neshamas of Am Yisrael, not because of our bodies, not because of our physical sins. Ugdushat u'ma'alat nishmot Yisrael ino tula b'shem davar. And the kedusha and the tremendous loftiness of the soul of a Jew is not dependent upon anything, right? In the morning we wake up, what do we say? Elokai neshamas shenatata bi torai. My neshama is pure. I might make mistakes. My body might have sins. I might be piling dirt on top of my neshama, but I can never poison my neshama. My neshama is a chelak lo kamimal. My neshama is always tahor. The neshama of a Jew is tahor. Ukimosh matzinu shekehasher hayu Yisrael b'mitzrayim b'tachlit hashfil. You even said it here. Tov. I've been learning this much for a long time. It's not my chidushim. It's just that he's had an effect on me. Ukimosh matzinu shekehasher hayu Yisrael b'mitzrayim b'tachlit hashashiflut meshukaim b'memtet shari tuma. That when they were in Mitzrayim, in the lowest place, when they were immersed in 49 levels of tuma, as kara lehem Kadosh Baruch Hu b'ni b'chori Yisrael. Then a Kadosh Baruch Hu, that's intentionally, like we just talked about a minute ago. That's why at that point he specifically says b'ni b'chori Yisrael. That's my point. Dafka now, I'm showing you just how much I mean it. That you're now you are b'ni b'chori. We're inseparable because there's nothing you can do to push me away. You might break the relationship. There might be problems. You have to go to marriage counseling. You might have to go to family therapy. That's all possible, right? I might throw you out of the house. Korban abayis. Those things can happen. But you'll always be b'ni b'chori Yisrael. Always. When you're not in my house, when the Beit HaMikdash isn't built, I'm crying. Right? During the Korban, when did we write down the Gemara? When did we write down, put the Gemara into words? When did we write it down? By the Korban abayis. Right? The whole beginning of brachos when Chazal constructed the Gemara. What's the first masechet? Brachos. What does brachos open up with? Without, first of all, with Kriyat Shema, which in and of itself can be linked in, and we can talk about another time. The whole first Vidapim. There's different mishmarot in the night, and every mishmar Kadosh Baruch Hu's crying that we're not in the base of Midrash, and all he wants to do is come back, and it's in time to tshuva, and the story of I forget who's walking down, and he goes to daven in the chorva in the destroyed house, quote unquote, and he's told by Eliyahu, don't daven in a chorva and keep davening, and all of the beginning of brachos. If you recognize what's happening, is Chazal choosing to start off Talmud Bavli with that to say? Remember that the message that they're sending us is we're starting off all of Torah Sheba'al Peh with HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to come back. Keep learning because HaKadosh Baruch Hu hasn't turned his back on you. That's why Chazal organized it that way. L'fi Aniyut Da'ati. I think it's impossible. I mean, I think it screams out at you once you look at it like that. But it's my own chidush, so if somebody contradicts it, I'm wrong. But I think it's pasha that that's what's happening at the beginning of Masechet Brachot, and why that's the beginning of Masechet Brachot. For a lot of other reasons also, but it's screaming out. You're going into Gullus. As you're walking into Gullus, take this book with you to remind you that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as soon as you're ready, turn around, walk back, and rebuild. That's the whole inyan. Ki hakesher shel anochi Hashem Elokecha hu kesher tmidi v'nitzchi bli gvul u'bli tachlit. Because the kesher of anochi Hashem Elokecha is a connection which is continuous, it's eternal, without any borders or any boundaries and any endpoint. We're always connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'zehu shorash habitachon. This is the root of bitachon. Shomnam ha'emunah hi yisod ha'yisodot shel Am Yisrael. Emunah is the foundation of all foundations in Klal Yisrael, in Am Yisrael. Aval bitachon hu madriga yotzer gvoha. He wants to claim that bitachon is an even higher level than emunah. Shiyudi boteach shakadosh baruch hu imo b'kol ha-matzavim, meaning emunah is a faithfulness with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. But bitachon, he's defining here as the internal reality of living in a place where I know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with me always. And so great is bitachon that a Jew is able to bring down all of the inanim, as everything can come from bitachon. Shimrak yeshlo bitachon gamor v'amiti kimo habotchim b'shimcha be'emet, that if a person just has true, real bitachon gamor, but amiti, real bitachon, as it says, habotech b'shimcha be'emet, he's bolding the word be'emet, meaning real bitachon, mitkayim bo k'mamar katuv, that which is said is going to be said about him, boruch hagever sheyiftach b'shem, meaning b'lashon bitachon, that blessed is the person who's botech in Hashem, v'haya Hashem yiftacho. It's two ways that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always with him. That a Jew who has bitachon in Hashem, eino tzarich lasot me'umah lefarnasato. I mean, this is also what we talked about right earlier on, right? That a Jew who really has bitachon in Hashem doesn't have to do anything for his parnasa. Says the Alshech. This is the Alshech saying it. Sheachul l'shevet. He says he could l'shevet beis medrash v'lasok b'torah v'Hashem yitain lo parnasato v'chol tzarchav. That a person who really, really, really is truly boteach b'Hashem and has no sfeikos, true emuna, true bitachon be'emet, is on the cheshbon nefesh, and really lives in that place, then he can sit in the beis medrash all day. He's not going to have to do anything. The only thing I've ever seen close to that, I have somebody in my, he's not like a nuclear family, he's a little bit farther out, I don't want to say necessarily who he is, but a very, very sweet family member. He lives in Israel, and he told me, and he's MS Lamiso, like he's like fire and brimstone, he's Haredi, but like real Haredi. He told me that like, he wants to be a malami, he's going to go and teach Torah, he's going to go and learn Torah. He says that he doesn't ever look for a job. And he's got a lot of kids. He says, I don't ever look for a job. He says, but if I ever get a call and somebody asks me if I want to take a job, I assume that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling me I need this job to make this parnasa to support my family. I assume it's Me'ez Hashem and I take the job. And that's how he's befaring his family. And I've known, I mean, I've been in the touch with them for now around a decade, and that's as far as I know that's still his philosophy. But while I was connected to him when I was in Israel, so like that was just, and every time I would go there, sometimes he'd have a new job, sometimes he'd have a different job, whatever it may be. Like whenever he would get that phone call, so that's what he would do, and that was how he was even part of his family. But he believed it. He believed he needed to do something. And that if the phone call came, it was Kilu HaKadosh Baruch Hu calling up and saying, you need to take this job if you want to be finance your family. Kacha. I'm not saying it again. I'm saying it, the Alshech says it, and I'm saying it only works if you're really there, and if you're really there.
Offer him a job here.
What?
Offer him a job here. He'll have to come.
No, I wouldn't do such a thing. Why? How do we take it? See, look, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is impacting me to make sure that I don't do that. So that Kilu, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's the whole point. It's all Me'ez Hashem. I would never do that. The Ramban katav, or the Ramban says, "Ala pasuk, batach b'Hashem ve'asi tov, have bitachon in Hashem and do tov." He says the Ramban in a sefer Emunah Bitachon, "Hikdim batach b'Hashem la'asi tov." He's the pasuk is intentionally putting have bitachon in Hashem before the words asi tov. Kilomar, afal pi she'ein biyadcha ma'asim. Even if you think that you have no Maisim Tovim, and you know what, you know you're a Russia. Im kol ze betach b'Hashem. Despite this, people teach on Hashem. Ki u'bal harachamim v'yarachamecha. Because he's the one who contains all mercy and will have mercy on you. Kilu, there's never a time that it's wrong to believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with you. That's what Purim is all about. That's what Amalek's all about. Amalek Gematria Safek, one of the classic connections is that Amalek is Gematria Safek. They share the same numerical value. That's the Safek. Is God with me or not? Aisha Mikabinu Imayim, Vayavo Amalek. Is God really with us or not? Bnei Israel asked. And the next pasuk, Vayavo Amalek. That's the Safek. First thing to do is eradicate the Safek. I'm a Nebuch, I'm a Chote, I'm a Poshea. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with me. Once I start with the words HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with me, I've already brought HaKadosh Baruch Hu back into my life. How can I not start to work on fix that relationship? But if I don't think that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with me until I start earning it, then right now, in this moment, as I said that, so then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not here. Who says HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with me the next second? Who says I can do it? If I say HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with me no matter what, well, how can I not start moving forward? He's already here. But there's only two choices. Either he's already not here, or he's already here. And once he's already here, then we can start talking. How could you not? If HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with you, why would you not want to be Asi Tov? If a person doesn't have a chilek hatov, doesn't have an aspect of goodness in him, have faith in what? Achitima katuv b'tach b'Hashem, but the verse goes out of its way to start with b'tach b'Hashem la'asitov, before asitov lomar shegamim od lo igia la'asitov, even if you haven't gotten yet to a place of doing good, umargishas mosheino hagun, and a person feels that he's not proper, he's not in a good place, ve'eino kedai li'yishuat Hashem, and he doesn't deserve Yishuat Hashem, he doesn't deserve to be saved, machamat masav arim, because of the evil actions he took, afal pichein b'tach b'Hashem, still be b'tach b'Hashem ki yudi ata, because you're a Jew, uvanim atem l'Hashem elokichem, and you're still the children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Chol HaMatzavim, in every situation, even if you're not Ra'oi. Tov. Akan for today. Next week, same time, we'll finish up the piece. B'zrat Hashem, in time for Purim.
Sure.